From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting a cessation of hostilities set to take effect in Syria. The U.S. and Russia Monday announced agreement on plans for a cessation of hostilities in Syria by Saturday. It would apply to all parties in the conflict, with the exception of terror groups like Islamic State and Jabhat al-Nusra. Under the plan, the parties involved would limit any use of force to situations such as responding in self-defense. They would also agree to provide unhindered access to humanitarian groups delivering aid to besieged areas. The U.S. and Russia are co-chairs of a ceasefire task force, part of a 17-nation international Syria support group. U.S. spokesman Mark Toner said over the next few days, the task force will work out standards of operating procedures.
It's a challenging environment, but I think if we can get to Saturday, if we can put this in place, if we can put a mechanism in place that, and I'm not saying it's going to operate smoothly from day one, but that looks at when there are violations, who's behind those violations, and then it's ultimately on each of the parties to either buy into this or not. And so, you know, this is partly a test of that commitment.
White House spokesman Josh Earnest said Presidents Obama and Putin spoke by phone Monday about the need for positive responses by the Syrian regime and the armed opposition.
We recognize that this is going to be difficult to implement. We know that there are a lot of obstacles, and there are sure to be some setbacks.
Major questions about enforcement and responding to violations of the truce have been left unresolved. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon visited Burundi Monday and will hold talks with President Pierre Nkurunziza, members of the political opposition and civil society, in a bid to end 10 months of violence caused by Mr. Nkurunziza's successful re-election bid last year. This is VOA News.